Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
It happened November 4th, 2024, and I remember the date because pretty much everything changed for me after that. What's up, YouTube? Today we're going to talk about family, feckless Democrats, and we're going to talk about allies and tools and power. All of these things we got to talk about. But I don't know if you noticed or not, my voice. You see? So I can't even rant and rage like I want to. But that's where family comes in. On November 4th, 2024, last year, Big Sarge of the Sons of Liberty asked me to become an admin for the Sons of Liberty Facebook page and a YouTube group. More honestly, they just started calling me Admin Doug and put me in the chat that said admins only. And I pretty much said, all right, I must be an admin now. But the truth is, we were aligned. It was obvious from the get-go. We were aligned in our motivations. We were aligned in our politics. And we were aligned in our willingness to fight for each other, to fight for what's right, to fight for this country. We were also soldiers. We were also soldiers. And when it comes to family, you see, when I can't speak, when I'm without a voice, I can rely on my family, the ones that I chose, that we call friends as we grow up, to speak for me. And that he did.
Some 83,000 VA employees, most of them veterans, are about to be fired. That's a massive chunk of VA employees, almost all of whom provide critical care and services to our nation's veterans, whether they're combat wounded veterans or spouses and children of veterans. We all fucking see what is happening, and we all fucking see Republicans and Democrats afraid to act. You don't become a veteran by some magical decoder ring and mimeographed insert that you got for saving your cereal box tops, little Jimmy. You become a veteran by swearing an oath to defend your country against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and to uphold the Constitution. You serve your country for a number of years, whether that was as an enlisted person or by accepting a commission to be an officer. At any point in your peacetime or wartime service, you could be abruptly deployed into a combat zone where you may encounter situations where you're killed by enemy fire, or you make a decision to sacrifice your life in service of a greater good to save others. And now the same motherfucking government that sent us to Iraq in the first goddamn place is now yanking the rug out from every single veteran in this country. If you're a MAGA supporter who thinks this is okay and you voted for this to own the libs, I need you to go suck start a shotgun, and don't you ever fucking thank me or any other veteran for our service to this country, because you are abusing the privileges and freedoms that we put our lives on the line for. Our tribe didn't go out there to fight and die in vain just for you to steal oxygen, so go apologize to a fucking tree, you fucking cunt. On Friday, March 14th, 12 p.m. at the National Mall in Washington, D.C., I'm calling on every single veteran, regardless of your political beliefs or your 2024 voting decision. I'm calling on every single civilian, whether you have direct ties to veterans or not. I'm calling on every single soldier, sailor, airman, and marine, and yes, you coasties in space force, force, space shuttle door gunners, whether you're on active duty or in the guard or the reserves. I'm calling on everyone to remember the spirit of the Bonus Army, which I've talked about in a previous video. On Friday, March 14th, 12 p.m. at the National Mall in Washington, D.C., we again put our lives on the line. And that's not just the veterans, that's all you civilians out there too. I need each and every one of you to fight like your ancestors. We marched in protest. We exercised our First Amendment right to peacefully assemble and to peacefully protest. We will potentially put our lives on the line, because the last time veterans marched on Washington, D.C. in such numbers to protest the U.S. government not paying their wartime bonuses, they were attacked by cops and dispersed by army troops. So whilst there have been plenty of peaceful protests that didn't devolve into chaos, and whilst we're going there to peacefully protest and tell the government no kings and to demand that they honor the contract, we are still protesting an authoritarian regime which has proven it does not care about us, it does not respect us, and it will do everything it can to criminalize dissent and crack down like we're living in fucking China or North goddamn Korea. This is our moment, America. This is our time. Friday, March 14th, 12 p.m. at the National Mall, Washington, D.C., we need to invoke the spirit of every single patriot who ever put their life on the line for this country and its people, whether it's some Minuteman in 1776 or some newspaper printer in Boston cranking out anti-monarchy manifestos, whether it's some anti-fascist storming the beach at Normandy or some college-aged black student sitting at a lunch counter meant for white people only. Every person who ever played a part in ensuring that all people in this country had the same freedoms and liberties enjoyed by the privileged class. That is the spirit you must channel. Otherwise, there may not be a country left to vote for in 2026. The resistance starts with us.
And there you have it. You see, when I can't speak, I know that the message they come out with, the message Big Sarge is going to come out with, is going to be one that I can agree with, that I can fall behind, that I can back. And even if it's a little different from mine, I'm not going to turn my back on him. Unfortunately, the Democratic Party still has to learn this. You see, they still have no idea what it means not to turn their back on each other, how to stay unified, even if the messages don't quite agree all the time, because they have no idea how to keep power for the group, for the whole. They only know how to keep power for themselves, and family cannot work like that. You see, the Democratic Party, unfortunately for all of us, is the only defense that we have politically against the toucan, the spray tan Sam president, and the apartheid Elon ketamine Musk, and their willingness to destroy the country and give it over to a dictator in Russia named Vladimir Putin. Let's get into it. Now, the other day, your fascist dictator held a almost State of the Union, not State of the Union, State of the Russian Union address. Who cares? All lies, all foolishness. The most important part was Congressman Al Green, who stood up and waved his cane as an 80-something-year-old man, I think he is, but with enough fight still left in him, he waved his cane and said, "You don't have a mandate to destroy Medicaid. You don't have a mandate to destroy Medicare." He did this on purpose because this was an act of civil disobedience. This is called fighting. This is called fighting for your constituents. While most of the other Democrats decided to wave ridiculous, stupid fucking posters and wear pink as if that somehow was going to be seen or noticed amongst the orange shine and deluge of lies floating over an applauding crowd of sycophantic, fascist, white destroyers of worlds on the other side. Only being loud, those who got up and left doing their part to be loud, but it wasn't a unified force. You see, when I can't speak, I trust the family that I've chosen because I know that we're aligned in our purpose. I trust that they'll speak for me. And even if they do it in a way that I'm not completely happy with, you're not going to hear me censure them. Well, YouTube, that's the point of today's little rant here, as much as I can rant myself. The Republicans of the House of Representatives decided to censure Al Green for standing up and talking. But while being censured, the one thing you would expect of a Democratic Party unified to fight against fascism would that none of them would vote for the censorship, even if they didn't have the balls to stand up themselves, even if they couldn't figure it out on their own, what they needed to do to fight back and to be loud enough, they would at the very least not turn their back on their chosen family. Wrong. 10 Democrats not only didn't stand with, not only didn't walk out, not only rolled over to let fascism pee on them as they have their mouth open and drink it up, they actually voted with the Republicans to censure the ones fighting for us. Here's their names. Let me tell you something, YouTube. Let me tell you something. There needs to be consequences and repercussions for all of these people. Every last one of them. This is the fight for fascism. I'm going to just hone in on one right now. Just one. You see, this piece of shit right here, his name is Jared Moskowitz. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. I don't give a fuck if I'm pronouncing it right. He doesn't deserve my respect. You see, he told us the reason why he ran for... Here, I'll let him say it. Why did you run for Congress, Jared?
Well, the reason I decided to run is the same answer is why now? I mean, the stakes in this country right now politically could not be higher. With the division in this country, with Roe v. Wade just being overturned, with LGBTQ rights, being on the line, we have, record inflation, high gas prices. I mean, middle class America is struggling, and we have to do more to help them. We got a situation in Ukraine going on, how we're going to get out of that. And so between geopolitical politics and stuff going at home, I mean, Donald Trump's talking about running again. I mean, as a Democrat who cares about this country, who wants to get things done, I mean, we're faced with, a very tough task on trying to fight for our democratic values.
Fight for democracy, huh? Is that you, Jared Fukowski? Huh? The stakes could not be any higher.
I mean, the stakes in this country right now politically could not be higher.
You need to fight for our democracy. Is that how you fight, Jared Fukowski? Tell me, how high are the stakes when you're willing to turn your back on the only person who seems to understand the stakes? The stakes are, you're a pussy. You and all the rest of them. The truth is, you're not your family. You are not my friends. What you are tools that I will use for power. To maintain power, to keep power, and to withhold it from you at all costs after I gain it. And everybody else watching this, that's the goal. The Democratic Party is not our friends. They're tools to be used and then discarded after use accordingly. They've shown us even in California. Gavin Newsom, let's hear what he has to say.
This morning, Governor Gavin Newsom of California threw transgender people under the bus hard. He sat down with far-right hate influencer Charlie Kirk as his first guest on his new podcast. The same person who calls trans people a throbbing middle finger to God.
Years before I was governor, there was a law established that established the legal principles that allow trans athletes in women's sports. But the issue of fairness is completely legit. So I completely align with you. And we've got to own that.
Let me be honest with you. I don't know much about trans people in sports. I don't give a fuck! Because I understand that the stakes are too high to have Charlie Kirk on and be talking about anything other than the fascist movement that's backing him, that's destroying America, that's taking the farms away, that's destroying the jobs, that's taking veterans' assistance away. That's what I know. The 5 or 6 people that decided to transition because they feel different and they want to play sports as well is not the people to be talking about. They're not the people to scapegoat. Nobody cares but the fascists. But you are too worried about your next presidential run. And unlike the Republicans who know how to galvanize their base, you're trying to coddle them instead of galvanizing yours. It's over with, Newsom. It's over with, Fukowski. You're not gaining any new people on the right wing. They're fascists. They hate you. They've sold out to Russia. Russia is now in control of the White House. The stakes are too high, and you're voting to censure Al Green. Tell me, what happened here?
Some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority. Anybody who doubts it, contact my office. I'll give you a copy of the proposal. That means Congress doesn't vote. Well, I'm glad to see you.
A liar! I didn't hear any of that from the Democrats.
How come you didn't vote to censure them then? What was that madness? What was that disgusting madness that they've been going on with for 4 years? Fukowski and the rest of you piss poor Democrats, did you not vote to censure anyone then? No, you are not my family. You are not my friends. You are tools. Now, I stand with my trans friends. I choose them as my family because they're human beings. And I don't give a shit what sexuality or what gender they are. I never did. I choose them as my friends. I choose you as my friends. The people, we the people. Political parties, on the other hand, are not our friends. They're tools, all of them. So this is how we fight. Right now, John Ossoff in Georgia, he voted on the Lake and Riley bill to ensure that whenever anybody who looks different from white is accused of doing anything wrong, they get swept up and sent off to a for-profit prison. So, of course, we're not going to vote him back in, right? Wrong. Don't be an idiot. What we're going to do is make sure he gets back in so we have the power. And we're not going to discard him until we have somebody to primary him. And then we win that primary and kick him out for his insolence. He's a tool. To get rid of that tool before you hammer the nail in is stupid. We're not doing that. We're smarter than that. He is not your friend. Your vote for him doesn't mean he's your family. It means he's a tool. Take a look here. These are people in solidly blue districts. That's a difference. That means whatever Democrat runs there wins. Everybody here is geriatric. Fuck them. I don't care how good they are or have been. Get rid of them. All of them. Put another Democrat up and use them as the next tool for the next few years until they fuck up. They're not our friends. They're tools. Here's how we fight. Here's the rules. In case I'm not clear, because I am a little sick and I don't know how I'm getting this off without coughing, but there must be the energy from God himself directing through me to tell you what to do next. What you do is you make sure the Democrat wins because they're the tools that we will use. And then you primary them the minute they fuck up. And you do not get rid of a Democrat in any position until you know you have another Democrat to take their place. And you damn well be looking for new Democrats to take their place all the time, every time. I don't care if you're AOC, and I say that with all respect, I love her, or Jasmine Crockett. I just did a video about how much I love her. One thing I do know is the people we elect are the tools. As long as they keep doing well, as long as they keep standing up, as long as they keep doing what we think is in the best interest of the people, and they stick together rather than some walk out and some don't, some stand up and others censure, we keep them in. If we can't find someone to replace them, that's fine. They can come back in. If you've noticed, the Republicans have done that for years. They try to primary somebody, they can't get that primary in, so they vote the next guy in. Oh, he's a child, he rapes him. No big deal, he's a Republican, I'll do it. Oh, this guy, he ran over 5 kids with his car, I'll do it. Oh, this guy, he says that he's a black Nazi, he's running for governor, I'll do it. 40% of the people in North Carolina voted for the person who called themselves a black Nazi, who was found at porn stores watching trans porn while trying to take away trans rights. They voted for him because they don't give a fuck about what he did. They give a fuck about power. Our turn. I don't care how bad Ossoff is. He's going in over Marjorie Taylor Greene. And then as soon as I can find a better Democrat to replace him, I'm kicking him out because he's a tool. I have no allegiance to him. It just so happens the only thing between fascism, Nazism, swastikas, and Sieg Heils on every goddamn stage in America happens to be the feckless fucking Democrats, so I use them as I have to and then discard them at my will. That's the plan. That's always been the plan. And then, when we have the power, we withhold it from those who've been known to abuse it. That's the plan. Stop acting like a fucking idiot. Galvanize. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care about Fuckowitz. I don't care about Jared Fuckowitz. I know that these 10 people will have their day. I will never forget the disloyalty that they're showing. But if they're not in a solidly blue district, then they're going back in until I can find someone and give all my money and my time and my energy to getting that other person elected and kicking them out. I will never forget, but I will also not concede my power for pride. If that was the case, so many stupid freaking Republican candidates would have been thrown to the wayside. We'd be in power all the time. But the one thing these maggots, right-wing, sycophants, cult members, ever since Rupert Murdoch came in and has twisted the minds of these fucking idiots who hate education and science, who beg for the destruction of fact-checking so that they can masturbate online all day long to their own delusions. They never cared. The only way to beat them is to care about one thing only, the power. Fuck you, Newsom. You're in a completely blue district. I'm sure we can find somebody else. If you're not sufficiently loyal, fuck you, Nancy Pelosi. You're in a completely blue district. I'm sure we can find somebody else. Good luck, Ossoff. I don't want green in there, so you'll be in there. But your days are numbered. That's how this works. Put your pride away. It's time for power. Are you ready for power, YouTube? Political drain operatives, special operations teams, are you ready for power, or are you ready to die on a pride hill made of shit? I'm ready for power. I'm ready to galvanize. I'm ready to make sure every one of those Democrats stand up, and then even after they stand up, I will not forget that they didn't the first time. And it will be taught to them the moment it can be. And they will never get the power again. That's how this works. Are you sufficiently motivated? Now, we may not have an election in 2026, but goddamn it if we do. Right now, there are special elections in Florida. Go there. Vote. Right now, obviously, Georgia is going to be having something. Go there. Vote. Remind him daily that he's a failure. Don't give an inch. Be ready to run yourself if you have to primary these bums. But we do not get rid of one until we have another. Until 2026. I'll see you at every march. I'll see you with the picket signs. If the Democrats refuse to stand up and yell and shout because they don't see how high the stakes are, it's only when they're running for their office that the stakes are high, fuckwits. Well, that means it's up to us. And we will not forget it. Press the like. Press subscribe. Share this. I've chosen my family. That's we the people. The people we elect are not our friends. They're tools, and we will use them as such and discard them after use.
Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe even get some merch.
That was the Political Drain podcast, which can be heard on groovechillradio.com/political-drain and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.